On April 14th, 2010, a group of freshman kids were heading out of their school, Science Leadership Academy, known as SLA, and was going to tow to a place where they went every Wednesday, the Franklin Institute, or better known as TFI. I myself, Michael Sean Damian Sanders Jr., was also part of this group of freshmen. As the colony of freshmen were heading out to see a very new exhibit that they were waiting to see, what they did not know is that this day they will cross many boundaries of behavior, guilt, and understanding. Now, the Franklin Institute is a science-based museum. It's named after the famous Philadelphia scientist Benjamin Franklin. It is also partners with our school, Science Leadership Academy. Science Leadership Academy sends their freshman kids there every Wednesday.
I kind of liked it because, like, we got to see IMAX movies and, like, we got to see different exhibits and stuff. And the classes that we took were pretty interesting. Like, I had anthropology and I had learned a lot. So, TFI was a great experience last year.
Franklin Institute. Before coming to SLA, I loved it. I loved all the exhibits, especially the heart. Afterwards, I guess it kind of got annoyed since we had to go there every single week. Kind of gave me a new perspective. I loved it. I hated it. Mainly because we didn't get to go to the exhibits, but I still like going there. It's a cool building.
Well, it was pretty cool. At the beginning of the year, it was sort of boring because we didn't do much. We just sat in that huge, like, auditorium and just basically talked to. But it was pretty cool.
My cat, WW Ivy presents my cat, TFI Meltdown, and now being written, produced, and directed by Michael.
That faithful April day.
I went in there expecting us to go see, like, an awesome light show. I expected it, like, we were supposed to be, like, the first class to see it, so I was expecting to go in there, hell yeah, we're gonna go see an awesome show that nobody else has seen before. Ha, take that, suck on those.
Before we got to the TFI, I was thinking, oh man, here we go again. Another lecture or whatever. But, you know, it's just a weekly thing, so, you know, I got used to the feeling of going to the Franklin Institute.
No, it was just a regular day.
But as they know now, it was not just a regular April day. No, it was not. Now, on most Wednesdays, the freshman class in 2010 would go to TFI and meet up with Mr. Michael and Miss Jessica. Now, they will always have a high tolerance on us because we're teenagers and we tend to talk sometimes. But something went really, really bad on that fateful April 14th day.
I was sitting close to the back of the auditorium. To be honest, I wasn't really paying attention. I was just doing whatever. Talking to someone next to me, I think. So I was just talking to the person next to me. And I just remember that she was trying to tell us something, but she was getting gradually pissed off as she was talking. Which wasn't anything new for Jessica, because she had done that many times before.
Well, she kind of always had, like, a high tolerance for us when we were acting like complete boneheads. Like we talked a lot and a lot and a lot, and, like, she would yell sometimes, but it's like, eventually we would calm down. So it's like, she had a pretty high tolerance of us, and when it was like, when I realized that we were talking, like, hella a lot, and then, like, she was really getting pissed, and I'm like, oh, I think she's going to, like, her boiling point.
Her outburst was just sudden, very sudden. Like, we weren't at our worst on that day, so her outburst was very out of nowhere. But I noticed, I just did not pay attention to it. It just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, she was just getting gradually pissed off as we were talking. And then, as she was talking, and then something happened. And she yelled, We sat there in silence, and then Jeremy came to pick us up.
Jeremy is a happy, go-going guy who brings us in and out of the Franklin Institute. But when he came to pick us up, he was no happy camper. And he was not the only unhappy camper.
Jeremy, no comment.
But I thought Jeremy was going to kill us. I thought we were walking to our death. Honestly, that's what I thought. I'm a good at tissues. I don't get in trouble.
Damn
lie. I just don't get in trouble. So I really thought we were walking to our death. Like, I was just, it, like, all I could think of was, they're going to kill me, they're going to kill me, they're going to kill me. Or, like, I just wanted to know, like, who really, like, set her off? That's, like, we're all, like, we never figured out, like, who really ticked her off.
We had to walk through the line of shame. Every teacher we've ever known, and even teachers that we didn't know, just giving us the stink eye.
They made it super dramatic, actually. Like, they had them lined up along the doorway, like, across from each other. Every time you walk, you had to walk by them, like, giving you a grizzly and shit. Like, I'm like, wow, they're really trying to make this look like punishment right here. And it just gives you that sense of, like, gloom and shame and, like, damn, we really screwed over.
I was like, what did they do? And who was responsible? And I was very, very upset at them. The group, because I didn't know who specifically was to blame, but even if there were only a couple students who were acting out, I mean, kicking out an entire group really says something. And really, it seemed to me like a symptom of like a larger problem, that it wasn't, maybe it was just one or two students that day, but this had probably been building up and had come from multiple students over the course of several weeks or months even.
It was scary. It really was, especially since all the SLA teachers are happy all the time, like, always cheerful and whatnot, being friendly, but seeing them with that look of, like, just pure disappointment on their face, that was scary. Like, I've never had anyone look at me that way before. It was just no one. Like, it was just, like, it was just all disappointment. Like, I've never disappointed anyone, like, that badly before. Like, it was just really creepy, and I'm just like, oh man, like, this is really bad. We've done something extremely bad.
So what they did was, as our punishment, we had to, we were all, like, lined up next to each other. We each were, like, given, like, literally a square on the floor of...
I stayed there for a while. Like, I don't remember how long, to be honest. I remember I waited there until Mr. Lehman came, and then he talked to you guys, and we all went upstairs. And then you guys had to stay for another hour or so.
In that hall of shame, every single teacher was there giving each student the death stare. But the most important guy was not even there. He was still at his house taking care of his sick kid, Theo Lehman. But he had to come back bringing Theo Lehman with him.
I felt terrible, especially since his kid was sick that day. Like, and he had to bring him over? Like, that was only bad for Miss Lila, but also for Theo. I felt very, very bad. Like, we had to bring him over, and he had a sick kid. Like, that brought a lot of negative on me.
That right there is just like, bam, hitting the nail right on the head. Like, that right there is supposed to make you really feel bad.
That sucked. Not even for... Just for, you know, like, a kid, you know. This kid's sick, feels like crap. And now he has to go into school. Not even his school. Some school where these other idiot kids brought him in. That sucked. Yeah, and plus, with Mr. Lehman, even, I think, with the teachers, it only felt like disappointment and guilt if you actually did something, but with Mr. Lehman, it felt like guilt and disappointment with everyone, you know? Like, it felt like, even if you didn't do anything, you felt that he was disappointed in you. You felt a little guilty.
Yeah. So I was just sitting there with a pissed look on my face, like, just stretched out, relaxing, waiting for that hour and a half to go by. Or it was like an hour, something like that.
For that 1 hour, I really took a good look at our class. I really did. I saw like the different faces, like seeing like how other people were reacting kind of, and seeing what other people should not be doing while we're on this punishment. Like, I don't wanna name any names, but someone was like playing with their pencil, thinking like they were smoking it.
I had Nick Manton and Stephen Holtz. I had, like, one was sitting towards my left, one was sitting towards my right, and we would, like, whisper if we could. It was, like, it was really tight security there. They had, like, hawks watching this everywhere, watching every move. But, whenever, like, we could, we would just sort of, like, whisper to each other. But in the meantime, I had my hoodie, and I had my hoodie, string, and I would just, like, unravel it, all the way up, and unravel it back, and then unravel it all the way up, and I did that for like 2 hours. I remember we were dismissed, we were just told to leave. I remember that, like we weren't allowed to stick around or anything, we were just told to go. I remember when we were leaving, like everyone knows the walk from the school to the trolley stop, under the bridge and everything. I just remember like walking up to the trolley stop, just everyone just sort of talking about it, and the general feeling was just sort of really shocked, like, what happened, you know? It was just sort of...
So?
I got out of that school as fast as I could. I did not even, like, wander a bit. I went to my locker and got my stuff and just left. And I was actually afraid to come back to school the next day.
After this event had occurred, many Monday and Thursday advisory topics was about TFI, how TFI helped us, and how we had to apologize to TFI.
You can't force somebody to understand something or to agree with you even. You can tell them your point of view and you can discuss it with them. And like I said, I think there was some resistance about taking full responsibility, which I didn't even necessarily completely disagree with. I felt that like the arguments that my like students like Dan and a few others were making were fair. But I don't necessarily like. I think we really have a good discussion.
If hopefully, not that any of us really wanted the whole incident to happen, but I think that it did. I think we're all pretty happy that it did happen because we definitely learned something about TFI. Like I said, it's not just a place we throw our freshmen every week, but it's a partner. It's a really important facet to this school. And this school could not be what it is, and probably wouldn't even be here, had it not been for the Franklin Institute's efforts and their continued efforts. And I think prior to this, even if we were told that, oh yeah, the Franklin Institute does this, and they do that, and they do this, it wouldn't have really stuck with us. It wouldn't have really done anything to us. It would have just, you know, gone right out of our minds, but now that, you know, since we went through the whole thing, we understand that it really is important, and we're very grateful for it.
2 weeks later, the freshman class of 2010 got a second chance at TFI, and this time, they were good angels and have redeemed themselves of their trust and worthy of TFI. It may have been weird, boring, and upsetting to go back to TFI, but in all, things worked out in the end. For more information, go to www.mikecast.com. Until then, I'm Mike Sanders.
I am Sasha Latia Sap Tumabini.
My name is Imani Johnson.
I am Justin Poe.
My name is Juan Gabriel Sanchez.
And this has been Mike Cast. Good night, everyone.